Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. My life is devoted to protecting water. I have long believed in order for us to protect land, water, and all that it shelters, we need to honor it and celebrate it. Today, I will read from The Crystalline Bed of St. Peter, as published in Still Point Arts Quarterly, Love of Land issue in spring 2021. The Crystalline Bed of St. Peter. Is it strange to say that I'm in love with the bedrock where I live? I am smitten with the layers of limestone and sandstone that line these Wisconsin hills. And to my eyes, these hills are the loveliest of golden layer cakes. Here on our farm, I love the scent of the bedrock rising above spring waters, creeks, and rivers, and how the golden gravel lining our roads catches winter's light against the white, blues, and purples of snow. It is over 40 years since I first stepped onto the land in southwest Wisconsin, examining the beautiful layers of stone through a university geology class. This place captured my heart. I recognized that this land of golden soils, fragrant with limestone and cheddar, was where I belonged, would be my home. I focused all of my university studies on every aspect of the Driftless area, this island of unglaciated land in the upper Midwest. I wanted to learn how to live here with its millions of years of fossilized sea creatures and its artesian springs roiling through fine sands. I wanted to know everything I could about the First Nations people and the colonial people who pushed them away and built Dairyland. I wanted to know how we could live here without doing harm, choosing renewable energy, raising our food organically, drawing attention to the importance of local foods, and celebrating our multitudinous waters. Of all the layers of bedrock here in my region, the St. Peter sandstone draws me to it like a magnet. The Ordovician formation from 450 million years ago extends from Minnesota to Arkansas, including bluffs along the upper Mississippi River from the Twin Cities to northeast Iowa and southwest Wisconsin, where I live. I love its colors, silver white, cream, pale ochre, sometimes stained rusty red. Its cliffs along creeks and rivers glow verdigris from lichens encrusting its edges. Mosses completely cover boulder-sized pieces broken from the St. Peter, coating them in brilliant yellow-green so plush that it's hard to separate flora from stone. For me, this bedrock is alive. Separating stones from plants, microbes, or animal life would be like separating people from their stories. I cannot separate our family's stories from the St. Peter. It forms the hills of our Mississippi River headwaters farm and holds between its rounded sand grains the spring waters essential to all life. I plunge my hand into the frigid waters of our spring-fed creek below our house. Year-round, the creek releases its fragrance of submerged peppermint and spearmint, and I catch the scent of cold, clean, sand-washed fresh water. Following the creek to its source, I sweep my hands into the bubbling sands to feel the strong pulse of these artesian waters. I have tried brief sojourns on the east and west coast land of my country, even living once in Europe. I have lived and traveled in many places in and around my Great Lakes region. But somehow, whenever I stand beside a hill of St. Peter sandstone, I feel happiest. I swear I can hear the crystals here sing. I think about the golden geology as I stir caramelizing whey on the stove. On this January day, long after sunrise, my teenage daughter sleeps upstairs. I drink my coffee and stir. I stir and stir and stir the cooking whey, watching it thicken. In Scandinavia, geitost, caramelized sweet cheese, and measost, sweet cheese spread, are made from whey saved from the cheese-making process. The whey is cooked down, perhaps in an iron cauldron, for days, way-cooked foods speak to me of no waste, of setting a pan on the back of the wood stove and stirring it into a further gift of harvest. Like the process of making apple butter or maple syrup, it is the harvest of slow-cooked brown sweetness to survive the winter. I think about the comfort of warmth and how the art of stirring is associated with old women, of which I am, and herbalists. Part of my work in this life is to tend hearth. I've been a homemaker here at our family's artisan cheesery for the past 2.5 decades, and for this I'm grateful, especially because, I admit, I've always loved cheese. When I was a child in an Appalachian coal mining valley 1,500 miles from where I now live, I stood in a relief line. My most favorite food, the most exquisite food that we ever had access to, was an ochre orange cheddar cheese. It had no label other than U.S. government stamped on its golden brown box. The flavor of that cheese was transporting. I now know that the cheese came from the dairy farms here in Wisconsin's Driftless area, aged in limestone caves farther south along the Mississippi River. If people are made of what they eat, I realize I've always been made of the golden bedrock that I now dwell upon. The food that I loved long ago carried the flavor of the St. Peter's sandstone filtered waters. The scent of the living creatures of the soil led me here to study. And I stayed. You have been listening to The Crystalline Bed of St. Peter, read by me, its author, Catherine Young, and it was published in Still Point Arts Quarterly, Spring 2021, Love of Land Issue. I'll continue with it next time on Landward. This is Catherine Young. Thanks for listening.